This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
You know, in the midst of persecution, in the middle of life's pressures, it's so important that believers encourage each other. Things like compliments and expressions of thanks and support. For those who are wavering in the faith, it helps build them up and helps keep them solid and their feet planted. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up in verse 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. But Timothy has just now come to us from you, and he brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you have good memories of us always, longing to see us even as we long to see you. For this cause, brothers, we were comforted over you all in our distress and affliction through your faith. Now, if we look into the Living Bible on this, we read, and now Timothy has just returned and brings the welcome news that your faith and love are as strong as ever, and that you remember our visit with joy and want to see us just as much as we want to see you. So we are greatly comforted, dear brothers, in all of our crushing troubles and suffering here, now that we know that you are standing true in the Lord. So again, Timothy here is returned, and he's returned back to Paul with this good news on the state of these believers, the state of their faith, the practice of their faith. You know, it seemed that despite the fires of testing, these believers not only were still standing, they were still standing strong. They were not just standing, they were in fact thriving. They were exercising their faith and their love for their brethren. Furthermore, they hadn't forgotten Paul. They hadn't forgotten the boys. They longed to see them again, just as Paul desired to see them. So, despite all the trials, all the difficulties that Paul was personally facing, personally enduring, noted that he was still encouraging and strengthening them, and in doing so, he was encouraged and he was strengthened because of them. I think that's the way the body of Christ operates. We really do need each other, gang, even though we're so often tempted to think that we don't. Hibbert, the commentary writer, wrote, "Faith speaks of their characteristic attitude Godward, while love is their characteristic attitude manward." Faith up, gang. Love horizontal. He goes on to say their faith had its most significant exhibition in love towards others, especially their Christian brethren. If their faith separated them from the world, their love united them more closely to each other. Two terms summarize their religious and ethnic excellence, he says. The two must always go together. Paul's formula, faith working through love, expresses the intimate relationship between the two qualities. Verse 8 of our text says, "For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord." Or, "We can bear anything as long as we know that you remain strong in Him." Now, whenever we come across an "if" in Scripture, as we do in this verse, we need to clearly understand what's being said, because clearly the outcome has a contingency, and it's contingent on, in this case, a positive action on our part. We need to understand that Paul, he isn't speaking here when he speaks of living and dying. He doesn't speak here concerning the cessation of life. I mean, we know, at least for a considerable time, that one may actually not stand fast in the Lord, and he or she will remain alive. He or she doesn't immediately drop dead. So Paul's talking more here about a quality of life than anything else. It's clear that you see it presented in some other version, like the NASB. Now, in that version, it includes the word "really" before the word "live." So what we read is, "We really live when we stand fast in the Lord." Much clearer. Many of you can testify to that great truth, just as Paul does here. And Paul, he goes so far as to say that he really lives knowing that they are standing fast in the Lord. That's the heart of a pastor. Spurgeon once wrote that never is a servant of God in full of delight as when he sees the Holy Spirit is visiting his hearers, making them to know the Lord and confirming them in that heavenly knowledge.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.